Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We're in episode 166. It's been a while, guys. It's been a while, but we're back. This is Dave. I'm going to be doing a solo review on John Wick Chapter 2. And let's get to it. So the premise for John Wick 2, Chapter 2, excuse me, after returning to the criminal underworld to repay debt, John Wick discovers that a large bounty has been put on his life. The movie, of course, stars Keanu Reeves. Lawrence Fishburne is in it. Ian McShane, talented actor. I like him a lot. And John Leguizamo's in this, to name a few actors. And some of the ratings on it. IMDb gave it an 8.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 90%, which is a fucking great score. And Google users gave it a 93%, also an awesome score. Just getting to the point, I loved it. You know, I loved it for what it was, which is a, you know, a run of the mill, you know, straightforward, just action movie, you know. You go to see John Wick, you know, John Wick 2 to be entertained. You know what it is. It's not going to be Oscar performances. It's an action movie. And, you know, the first one was like, it was a typical like revenge film. And I was kind of hating on it, you know, when it first came out. I thought it was okay, kind of overrated. In some ways, I still kind of find the first John Wick overrated. I thought the blood effects were kind of cheesy. You know, a few things about it, you know, being nitpicky. It just, yeah, it's a little overrated. Some of you may wholeheartedly disagree, but that's okay. That's the beauty of opinions. So, yeah, John Wick 1 was okay. Like I said, John Wick Chapter 2 totally fucking trumps the first one in every single way. Like, I'm a pretty big Keanu Reeves fan. I'm not psychotic with it. I don't have posters of Keanu Reeves, you know, Keanu Reeves all over the place. I don't have Keanu Reeves dolls, voodoo dolls. But I'm a pretty big Keanu Reeves fan. I think he's a legend. And, I think he's underrated as an actor also. But that's my opinion. I think he's really good at what he does, which is like action movies. He doesn't really do Oscar movies, but he's delved into other genres. Like he's done the romance movies. You know, he was in a movie with, Charlize Theron. I think it's called, something November. I forgot, but, you know, he's done different things. He's done comedy, like in the beginning of his career. Of course, the Bill and Ted Excellent Adventure movies, which pretty much, you know, those flicks pretty much jump-started his career. You know, they really put him on the map. And then what really blew him up to super, super stardom was, of course, ready? Drum rolls. Here we go. Come on, guys, you can guess. The Matrix. The Matrix is an all-time classic. It's just one of those movies that, you know, you can't say it's bad on any level. You can't possibly say that movie was bad. You know, we repeat this on the podcast quite a bit. Movies like The Matrix, Jurassic Park, you can't shit on them. Like if somebody tells me that they suck, I will just question your movie taste forever. And I know that people are entitled to their own opinions, but I would think you're just fucking crazy if you said that The Matrix is terrible. The Matrix was amazing, like totally groundbreaking. Great story, great concept, and of course the special effects, which still hold up to this day. Same with Jurassic Park. So, yeah, back to John Wick 2. I know I went off on a little rant there, but I really enjoyed it. That I think it was worth a ticket. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was bored when I checked it out. I did like a little written review on it on the Twitter page and on the Facebook page. And, you know, I'm a little delayed on the podcast review, but I did enjoy the film and I did think that it was worth a ticket 100%. I do letter grades and I'm going to give John Wick for what it is, which is an action film, I'm giving it a straight A. Yup, it was damn near perfect for that genre and what it was, an A. So if you haven't seen the movie yet, it's 100% safe to Redbox. I would say, you know, if you're a Keanu Reeves fan, if you're an action movie fan, I would just flat out buy the movie. If you saw it for a good price, I wouldn't pay the full 20 for it, but you know, when it comes down in price a little bit, when it comes out on Blu-ray, I'll pay, I'll pay upwards to like $12 for it. That's about as high as I would go. But it was a great movie, great action film. I thought I love the choreography for the fight scenes, very believable. It looked like Keanu Reeves did most of his stunts. And by all accounts, like, Keanu Reeves is a badass, like, physically, like, he can hold his own and he trains for months and months. And I really, really respect that. He looks the part. He looks in shape. And I appreciate actors that, you know, they don't try to use stunt doubles. They try to do the stunts themselves to make the movie a little more genuine. It definitely adds something to the film when you see the actor, you know, it makes it more believable when you see the actor performing their own stunts, more believable for the character. And I thought the action was fantastic. You know, the fight scenes and the gun battles were fucking awesome. Like, really, really cool gunplay. Mixture of believable, like, realistic with, of course, over the top because it's Hollywood, but it wasn't overdone where it was like super cheesy and not believable. So I liked it, man. Acting, it was adequate for what it was. I mean, Keanu Reeves did fantastic for that character. There's not a lot of depth to his character, John Wick, but he's really good at what he does. Like, some actors, they try to go the action route and it just doesn't work because they just don't have that it factor. You know what I mean? Keanu Reeves proved himself in the action genre with Speed. Remember that movie? That was a fun movie with him and Dennis Hopper on the bus. Sandra Bullock was in that also. Speeding bus can't stop because it'll blow up. Fun premise. But yeah, he's one of those that it's believable. He pulls it off. And he just has that it factor on screen. He's just good at what he does, you know, action movies. So anyway, guys, I don't really know what else to say about the film without spoiling it. How about let's talk about the special effects. The special effects for the movie, the shooting and the gunplay, it looks like they use practical effects also for explosions. Great. It was great for an action movie. I really don't have any complaints with this film. I definitely say, again, it's worth a ticket. Definitely will own myself on Blu-ray. And I give it an A. So there you have it, guys. There goes my review for John Wick Chapter 2. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you enjoy the podcast and reviews, please subscribe, follow us. We have a Twitter page, we have a Facebook page. And that's it, guys. So until next time, take care.